Are you looking to launch a career but don't know where to begin? Pima Medical Institute has a variety of healthcare programs that start each month and has experts to guide you every step of the way, from the enrollment process to financial services and career services. Our team is here to help. Courses begin soon. Take your first step now. Visit PMI.edu and enroll today. Visit PMI.edu and enroll today.
Former Navy SEAL Mike Ridlin keeps it real on the Mic Drop podcast. Navy SEAL Mark Green.
What do you think the most critical leadership quality is for a SEAL officer?
Consistency. Even if you're having a bad day, the guys have to know what they're going to expect from you. Once the people that you lead stop coming to you with their problems, then you failed as a leader. Till the last day, the guys were coming to me with their problems, which I thought was a victory.
Mic Drop. Raw, unfiltered, intellectually sound. Wherever you listen.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
ABQ Reads. I'm Bob Clark, along with Dale Cornelius, our producer. Jerry Wright in for Candy Cruz, handling the traffic on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. The most recent testing results from New Mexico for students, only 38% of students in New Mexico are proficient in reading. And unfortunately, historically, that's always been a problem. Well, the Greater Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce has a program that's been around for 40 years to try to help. It's called ABQ Reads, and they're currently in a recruiting mission right now for more volunteers in this program. And joining us now to talk about it and how you can get involved if you'd like to is Michelle Donaldson, the current chair of ABQ Reads for the Chamber, and then also the general manager over at KOB-TV, Channel 4. Michelle, it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. Doing well. Thanks so much for having me to talk about this.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about ABQ Reads, the history of the program, and how it works.
ABQ Reads, as you said, Greater Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce program. We're really proud of this because we know that this is a barrier for achievement in our community for kids and adults. And we know if we can get to them in kindergarten and first grade, that we can really change the outcome for these kids. So ABQ Reads is in 3 of our Title I schools right now, Atrisco, Bel Air, and Whittier. And we have tutors, about 150 right now, who meet with the kids weekly and help them with reading, writing, comprehension. It makes a real difference for these kids. We've got a great track record of improving their assessment scores and their comprehension scores, and that's something that can really change the future for these kids.
And we're talking about one-on-one tutoring here, correct?
Absolutely. And if tutoring seems a little intimidating, you know, don't be afraid of it. We have teachers who work with the tutors and train them. That's why we're talking today, because we have some sessions next week to do that training. The lessons are prepared by the certified teachers. And so you sit down with a child for 90 minutes a week, or you can join a team and volunteer for just 1 week a month and really help these kids to improve their scores.
Michelle Donaldson from KOB-TV, general manager, their current chair of ABQ Reads, the program, the volunteer program for the Greater Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce, with us here on News Radio KKOB. Now, you mentioned the current schools where the tutoring has happened, Atrisco, Bel Air, Whittier. Does the program remain in those schools for the entire school year, or do they move around to some other schools throughout the school year, or does it change every year? How does that rotation work?
Well, right now it's in those schools. There's always a request from parents and APS to expand the program.
Oh, okay.
We know to do that, it would take more volunteer tutors. The tutors are the backbone and the heart of this program. And so that's why we are talking today, because more tutors means we reach more children.
Absolutely. So for people who are thinking, sometimes, you know, obviously, Michelle, one of the barriers to people volunteering and helping as much as they maybe would like to is just the time that it takes to be a part of this. Everyone obviously has busy lives. So tell us a little bit about that, the commitment that's necessary.
Certainly. Well, the training days next week, we have a couple of them. One is on Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning, and the next one is on Thursday at 10:30 in the morning. But the commitment is 90 minutes a week in that one-on-one tutoring session, or you can be part of a team of people who split it up and just do 1 week a month.
Okay, and give us a sense of the background, the typical background of a volunteer. And I'm sure they come from all walks of life here in the Albuquerque area. Give us a sense of the volunteers you've been able to recruit over the years.
We have amazing volunteers of all ages. We have some volunteers, Bob, who have been with this program for the entire existence of it, which is really amazing when you think about it. It's just that motivational once you start to work with these kids one-on-one. And to be able to see the difference that you're making, you kind of get hooked on it.
All right. Well, now, since you mentioned that the program is currently at those three schools and has been, Atrisco, Bel Air, and Whittier, when tutors are a part of the program, do they tend to work with the same students every week, or do they get to meet various students?
They really get to have a relationship with that student.
Okay.
And if you think about it, there's some mentoring and role modeling in that kind of contact. Now, if you're part of a team, they'll be working with different tutors to split that duty up. But, yeah, it's an opportunity to really connect with a student one-on-one.
Okay, so abqreads.com is where you can get more information if you would like to be a part of the program. And as Michelle said, the upcoming training sessions next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Michelle, before we let you go, how long? I'd like to get your personal perspective on your time in this program to give people a sense of what it can also do for the volunteers in terms of their helping of the students there. How long have you been involved in ABQ Reads?
Well, I've been with the Albuquerque Greater Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce for quite a few years. This is my first year as the head of Albuquerque Reads. But I've been a huge supporter of it. We've had a number of our on-air talent, during COVID especially, reading the books on video to help with the kids when we weren't able to have one-on-one contact and to keep that program alive during the school shutdowns. So it's just that important to keep it going. I'm really proud of the efforts of the chamber to keep the program going all of these years. And of course, it's great to be back in the classroom with the kids.
Now, from a personal satisfaction perspective, what can our volunteers expect if they get involved in this program?
Well, that one-on-one attention, there's nothing like it. When you can look in the eyes of somebody and really see the difference that you're making, like I said, you get hooked on it real fast. We have been improving the grades of these kids, a 25% decrease in students reading at the lowest reading level. And about a quarter of these kids will read at proficient reading levels when the program is done. When you think about how, one in three adult New Mexicans are functionally illiterate, we're making a difference when it really matters because we need to get to them before the fourth grade. If they're not reading at proficient levels in the fourth grade, they are four times more likely to drop out of high school.
Well, and that's a great point, Michelle, too, because it really can, and you've been in New Mexico a long time. So, I mean, you can see the cycle. If children aren't able to read at grade level as they get older, if that doesn't improve, and they become adults and they can't read well, and it just sort of carries on and it gets into this cycle that it seems like we've been caught in for many, many decades.
Well, you know it very well, Bob. I've been a news manager in New Mexico for over 25 years, and it breaks my heart every year when we see the Kids Count report come out, when we see the national rankings come out. There was one that just came out this morning that put us last in the country in proficiency in math and reading once again, and we can't change the narrative unless we do something different. And this is an intervention in a kindergarten and first grade to try to change the outcome for these kids.
And
these children, in addition to the tutoring, every student is going to have more than 20 books to take home, grade-level reading. Those books stay in the household so other family members can read them, and it has ripple effects beyond what we just do in that classroom.
Very good. ABQReads.com is the website. Michelle, continued great success, and we wish you nothing but luck, and thank you very much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Michelle Donaldson with us here on 96.3 News Radio KKOB. Let's get an update on traffic now with Jerry Wright.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Lois Lane's here. Erica Durant. Hi, Erica. It had to be nerve-wracking. What was your first reaction?
When I first read it, of course, they included the part of the scene where Lois gets up there and she thinks she's doing really great, and then she bails on stage. It was supposed to be comedic, but then they just cut out the comedy, and then I just looked like a stripper, which isn't a bad thing, but it was what my aim was.
Binge seasons 1-4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.
At Nusenda Credit Union, we believe in putting financial confidence in your hands. Your credit score impacts the loans you can get and the interest rates you'll pay. But did you know they also influence your eligibility to rent an apartment, insurance premiums, and more? Discover our credit score tool for members. You can check your credit score as often as you want without ever impacting your score. You can see personalized recommendations tailored to your score, guiding you towards financial well-being. At Nusenda, we're committed to putting you in control of your financial future.
Dear Truckin' Awesome, want more horsepower in the stable? The Tundra iForce Max is all the truck you need with its electrifying twin-turbo V6. Saddle up the Tacoma TRD Pro. Its segment-first performance seats smooth the shocks when things get bumpy. And the Toyota 4Runner tames the trails when nature plays tough. And that signature power rear window? Oh, yes, sir. Toyota Trucks. Toyota. Let's go places.